Welcome to this podcast about Clohus and the Cheatwat River in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Anara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Clohus is the site of an abandoned village of the Dittitoc First Nation on the southwest coast of Vancouver Island, above a beach 0.25 miles west of the Cheatwat River mouth, about 20 miles west, northwest of Port Renfrew, and 19 miles southeast of Bamfield, British Columbia. The Cheatwat River supports an important sockeye salmon run into Cheatwat Lake. The Nuchinalth have lived in the area for more than 4,000 years, with a traditional territory stretching along most of the island's west coast and across the Strait of Juan de Fuca to the Macaw lands on the Olympic Peninsula. Tradition holds that people from Tatoosh Island off Cape Flattery in Washington fought with the Ozet from Cape Alava and were forced to abandon their home. They crossed the strait to the Jordan River and eventually became the Dittitot, a Nuntanult tribe. The term Dittitot translates as people of Dittitot, a reference to a historic village at the mouth of the Jordan River in what is now Pachidot territory. Oral tradition recounts a shared history between the Dittitot and Pachidot, followed by a westward migration of the Dittitot. After conflicts with the Clallam, Sooke, and Saanich tribes, they moved further west and established villages at Colite, Carmana, Clohus, Wyack, and Sukwana. The Dittitot sustain themselves primarily from the sea, salmon, smelt, halibut, groundfish, mussels, barnacles, and sea urchins, supplemented by marine mammals, deer, elk, roots, fruits, and berries. They built fish weirs made from yew and slats of western red cedar, bound with Sitka spruce root. Whales were hunted from dugout canoes using bone lances, grass lines, and later iron harpoons. The Dittitot maintained villages at Wyack and Quabadewa near Carmana. During journeys between these settlements, Clohus served as a canoe landing in rough weather. Its name means camping place. Dittitot territory extends from Bonilla Point in the east to Pachina Point in the west. Its eastern boundary aligns with the Pachita at Port Renfrew, with whom the Dittitot share close cultural and linguistic ties, while the Huayot reside to the west at Anakla in Pachina Bay. Like other indigenous peoples in North America who lacked immunity to European diseases, the Dittitot suffered massive depopulation during the 18th, 19th, and early 20th centuries. At least 8 epidemic diseases, including smallpox, measles, influenza, and typhoid fever, were introduced to the Pacific Northwest during the first century after European arrival, decimating native communities. A major smallpox epidemic reached the Dittitot in 1782 to 1783, possibly introduced by Spanish explorers several years before their first contact with British fur traders in 1788. Another outbreak in the early 1850s proved equally devastating, forcing the abandonment of several villages and weakening social cohesion. Internecine warfare, spurred by the influx of European arms and the fur trade, further reduced their numbers. In 1855, traders Peter Francis and William E. Banfield estimated the Dittitot population at about 800. 4 years later, Governor James Douglas appointed Banfield government agent for Vancouver Island's southwest coast. Banfield's subsequent census of indigenous adult males listed 200 Dittitot men, underscoring the dramatic decline. By the 1890s, pressures on the Dittitot extended to cultural assimilation. Methodist mission schools were established in Wyack and Clohus, and many Dittitot children were sent to the Alberni Indian Residential School from 1890 to 1973. By the mid-20th century, most remaining Dittitot lived at Clohus, or in nearby Wyack, about 1 mile northwest at the outlet of Nittinat Lake on Nittinat Narrows. In 1964, most Dittitot relocated to the Malacan Indian Reserve, near the head of Nittinat Lake, where the Department of Indian Affairs had built a new village called Malacan. The combined impact of disease, warfare, and forced assimilation significantly altered Dittitot society, leaving a legacy of loss that continues to affect the community today. Clo'us is on the West Coast Trail, originally called the Dominion Lifesaving Trail, a backpacking route of 47 miles following the southwestern coast of Vancouver Island. It was built in 1907 to facilitate the rescue of shipwreck survivors along the coast, part of the treacherous graveyard of the Pacific. The West Coast Trail passes through the traditional territory of the Pachita, Dididat, Uaat, and Nuchanoth peoples. Native trails used for trade and travel existed in the area before European settlement. European use of the trail area was originally to facilitate the construction and maintenance of a telegraph line between Victoria and Cape Beale. The Dominion Lifesaving Trail was constructed because of the hundreds of shipwrecks that occurred along this coast in the late 1800s. The three-masted barkentine Skagit of 506 tons wrecked on the reef in front of Clo'us in 1906. This sailing ship was 156 feet long and built in Port Ludlow, Washington, and primarily used to transport lumber down the coast to San Francisco. The Skagit was sailing north from San Francisco in ballast to Port Gamble, Washington, to load lumber. The crew ran into a storm and grossly misjudged their position. They sighted the light at Cape Flattery and believed it to be the light from the Umatilla lightship off Cape Alava and proceeded north, instead of turning into the Strait of Juan de Fuca. The storm drove the Skagit onto the reef at 4 a.m. on October 25th. The impact of the ship hitting the rocks was so powerful that it instantly killed the captain and cook. The remaining eight crew members escaped by scrambling over the bow at daybreak and clawing their way to shore. They found help and shelter at Clo'us and were later brought to Victoria. All that remains of the wreck today is one of the Skagit's anchors on the beach, marking the spot where the wreck occurred. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.